Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You have a new text message.
It is Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever, Elizabeth and Radar. We spin the Text Roulette wheel to find out which of your texts we will land on.
21.
Scrolling through to number 21. This is weird. What about beer? My boyfriend wants to use the unused alcohol from his nephew's graduation party from last year for my daughter's party this year. The what about beer question is what we've been talking about most of the morning.
And I was texting back with that person. Okay, we were talking earlier on the show about expiration date and food. And a mixed listener sent us a really interesting, fascinating article about how long your food is good for after the expiration date. Which, if you really want to know, peanut butter, by the way, unopened, is good a year past the date on the jar. Soups, vegetables, 3 years past the date on the jar. Again, not open.
Not open.
If it's on the can, unopened.
Can stay in your pantry that long.
So when it comes to beer, though, beer, it says, doesn't truly expire in the way that milk or other perishables do.
It doesn't
become unsafe to drink, but it says its flavor and quality can degrade over time. So the best before date on beer is a guideline for when it will taste its best, not an indication that it will be harmful to drink after the date. So back to this person's question.
What about beer? Boyfriend wants to use the unused alcohol from his nephew's graduation party from last year party this year.
Which means it's probably okay to drink. It's not going to harm anybody.
It's not going to taste very good, right?
But having thrown a graduation party for our son 2 years ago, you've done parties like this.
Yes.
That's expensive.
It is expensive. It does get expensive.
So should they serve the old beer at the party?
Boyfriend wants to use the unused alcohol. I mean, yeah, because it's expensive. If you're not a beer drinker, you kind of let it sit at your house. You're like, well, we still have this beer. What's the diff?
You're sort of the beer expert on the show, Radar. What do you think?
I give it like 3 to 4 months. Because like when I get beer, I get like a ton of beer at my birthday in December. So by like March, I go, no, I got this back in December. I'm just going to dump it.
And you could technically still drink it though.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
3 months?
It doesn't seem to taste as good. So, no, I don't.
Come on.
I don't think they should do it.
Come on. I think you should do it.
No, if it's hard liquor.
I think you should do it.
Like
because
brandy,
it says right here, it doesn't technically expire.
Maybe put it in the vat where you want to boil the brats. Maybe. Then you can have beer brats. But I don't know about drinking. No.
A year old beer.
Not, you don't serve that.
Not opened.
What are you going to start doing? Taking ketchup out of the refrigerator and putting it out for
people?
Radar. You buy new ones when you have party. You buy new ketchup, mustard, kraut, all that stuff. You don't get the old stuff.
According
and say,
to this, ketchup is good 3 months past the date on the product.
Mixed family, what do you think? 414-432-1099. I don't care how long it's good. You need to have a little bit of host in you. Like, You want to be a fresh host. Oh, yeah, look at this. Fresh brownies, fresh brats, fresh all this fun stuff.
I don't think your guests are really going to know, and you're going to save a lot of money that way.
No.
Bridget, what do you think about this question with Tex Roulette? Should they serve the year-old beer at the party?
I think you put one on ice, get it cold, taste it. If it tastes good, serve it.
Oh, my gosh.
Test it out.
You're all Scrooges. You're all like penny pinchers.
Beer is beer. It's
no.
Expensive.
Don't,
beer is
I know
beer.
It is, but you know what? Don't say beer is beer. After about 3-4 months, you can kind of tell. But you're just going to go ahead and say, yeah, just try it.
Radar, that's all in your head. That is all psychological.
And also, Bridget, wouldn't you agree, unless you're binge drinking and slamming these things down, you're socializing, it's going to be warm out, you could be like, oh, well, this sat in the sun for a little bit. They're never going to know.
Ugh.
And this person who texted in is totally anonymous, too.
Oh.
After 3 or 4, they're never going to know.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That too.
Serve
that
it at the party. Go for it. Bridget, thank you.
Have a great day,
Bridget. Yeah, I'm with Bridget. If you're on the fence, just test it out.
Are you kidding me?
Taste it,
Let
see.
Let me ask you this. When you have parties at your house, Elizabeth, and you like wine, do you ever like just uncork like a half a bottle of wine and pour it for somebody? Or do you pull out the new one and say, here, oh yes, the brand new wine here. What do you think?
Well, it doesn't say anything here about wine, but
wine
lasts a really long time.
But you're going to give somebody a used bottle? Like, oh, here, I'll pour you some.
Here's the other thing. If I give somebody wine at our bar,
yeah,
and if it is like, oh, this isn't good, I don't take offense to that. I didn't like bottle it. I didn't make it.
But you want to put out a good impression. You're not going to put like stale food out and stuff like that.
We've got some more calls coming in here. Let's go to line 3.
Okay.
Packer fan Tiffany, do you serve the old beer? Yes or no?
I'm sorry. I was right on this. No, because that beer is probably going to be skunked and it's going to taste nasty.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? We should call Bridget back and say, Bridget, guess what? I'm going to bring some old beer in. You can drink it and say, yeah, they're not going to tell the difference. Bridget, you're absolutely right. It's going to get skunky.
I'm going to send back a message to this mixed listener that's going to say, try it, taste it, and report back. If you at all are debating it, then don't do it. And just use the skunky beer for boiling the
brats. No, don't do that. Thank you so much, Packer fan Tiffany.
Yeah,
no, you don't want to do that because then people are going to go, you want to have another party? I don't know. They had that nasty beer. I don't know if it's good.
Blame it on the distributor. Be like, oh my gosh, that must have... I don't know. There must have been a bad batch. I'm not really sure what happened here.
So lie? You want to lie over there?
Let's go to line number 1 here. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
This is Angela.
Okay, Angela, you're live on the radio. You sound like you got something to say, girl.
Who's letting adult beverages sit around to expire?
Exactly!
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.